In this country, the devastation of drug overdoses and deaths appears to be receding. The number of drug overdose deaths has been declining all year. Some experts say the trend is accelerating and could mean thousands of people living longer lives. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann has our exclusive report.
Earlier this year, Dr. Navarun Dasgupta, a street drug researcher at the University of North Carolina, was digging through overdose data and began to see a new pattern.
I was going through state by state, almost all the graphs all kind of pointed downwards.
Downwards, meaning fewer drug deaths, a lot fewer. Already, national data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows an unprecedented drop between 10 and 11%. That includes fentanyl and also methamphetamines and other drugs. Dasgupta says the CDC data lags months behind.
In the states that have the most rapid data collection systems, we're seeing declines of 20%, 30%.
Dasgupta believes if this trend continues, roughly 20,000 fewer people would die from overdoses each year. NPR spoke with more than a dozen researchers, public health officials, healthcare workers, and people in addiction who agreed things are getting better.
This is going to be the best year we've had since all of this started.
Keith Humphreys is one of the country's top addiction policy experts at Stanford University. He believes the spread of the overdose reversal drug, naloxone, along with a decline in young people using high-risk street drugs, and the end of the COVID pandemic are all driving this shift.
Together, that's having a very positive effect on human health in general, but certainly including people who have problems with drugs.
Even after these improvements, fatal overdoses remain unacceptably high in the U.S., roughly 100,000 drug deaths a year. But some people living with severe addiction say life on the street feels a little less dangerous and grim for the first time in years.
I feel like some of us have learned how to deal with the overdoses a lot better.
Kevin Donaldson uses fentanyl and xylazine in Burlington, Vermont. His kind of drug addiction remains incredibly risky and damaging, but he's still alive, a survivor, and he says fewer of his friends are dying.
For a while there, we were hearing about it every other day, but when was the last overdose we heard about? A couple weeks ago, maybe? That's pretty far and few between.
Donaldson's experience is backed by data from Vermont's Department of Health showing 22% fewer drug deaths in the first half of this year. Some states and some communities aren't yet seeing these improvements. Black and Native Americans remain particularly vulnerable. But Dr. Rahul Gupta, the White House drug czar, says overall it's clear the tide of fatal overdoses has turned.
This is the largest decrease on record and the fifth consecutive month of reported decreases.
Some states hardest hit by fentanyl and methamphetamines have seen improvements so rapid, frontline harm reduction activists say they're stunned. Dennis Kushan is an advocate for addiction treatment in Ohio, where fatal overdoses have dropped by nearly a third.
The deaths were just plummeting, and the data's never moved like this.
Dr. Rachel Winograd, an addiction researcher at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, says the drop in drug deaths in her state appears to be accelerating.
If we start looking into the second quarter of 2024, we actually see a 34% decrease.
The biggest improvements appear to be happening in the eastern U.S., but some hard-hit areas in the West are also seeing progress. Brad Feingood heads the overdose and addiction response in Seattle, Washington, where the latest data shows a 15% drop in drug deaths in 2024.
A year ago, when overdose deaths continued to rise, I was really struggling with hope, but today I have so much hope.
Researchers and public health officials around the country say they're now racing to understand why so many fewer people are dying from drugs. They're hoping to keep this trend going, build on it, and save even more lives. Brian Mann, NPR News.